Discussing alternative myth to the ceramic. And I was the fully automatic model of the universe. I'll call the dramatic idea that life as we experience it is a big act, and that behind this big act is a player, and the player or the space, the basis of all games, hide and seek. And so since you're playing hide and seek, you are Dilelf, as it's called in Hindu philosophy, the Atman, is you. Only you are playing hide and seek, since that is the essential game that's going on. It's the game of liberty, although you can't admit this. Or won't admit, you are deliberately forgetting who you really are, what you really are. And the knowledge that you're is something you have as what the Germans call a Hintergedanke. The Hintergedanke is the essential self, is the foundation of the universe, ground of being, as Tillich calls it. You saw way, way, way in the back of your mind, way back here somewhere. In a way then, in order to bring this to the front, in order something that you know deep down, but can't admit. So, but to know that that is the case, you have to be kidded out of your game. You see, the problem is this. We identify in our experience a differentiation between what we do and what happens to us. We have a certain number of actions that we define as voluntary. We feel in control of those. And then over against that, there is all those things that are involuntary. But that if I move your hand, you feel that you decide whether to open it or to close it. But then the dividing line between these two is very arbitrary. Because, for example, when you ask yourself, how do you decide? When you decide to open your hand, do you first decide to decide? You don't, do you? You just decide, and how do you do that? And if you don't know how you do it, is it voluntary or involuntary? Let's consider breathing. You can feel that you breathe deliberately, you control your breath. But when you don't think about it, it goes on. Is it voluntary or involuntary? It's that much of my activity which I feel I do. And that then, though we come to have a very arbitrary definition of self, doesn't include breathing most of the time. It doesn't include the heartbeats, bones, circulate your blood. It doesn't include the activity of the glands. It doesn't include the gestures. It doesn't include how you shape your body now, that you are one with the universe. In other words, do you or do you not do these things? Now, if you get with yourself, and you find out that you are all of yourself, very strange thing happens. You find that your so-called involuntary circulation of your blood is one continuous process of the stars shining. If you find out that it's you who circulates your blood, you will at the same moment find out that you are shining the sun. Because your physical organism is one continuous process with everything else that's going on. Just as the waves are continuous with the ocean, you are but things as separate events. Body is continuous with the total energy system in the cosmos. And it's all you. Only you're playing the game, journey this bit on. But as I tried to explain, there are in physical reality no so then. Remember also when I tried to work towards a definition of omnipotence, Omnipotence is not knowing how everything is done. It's just doing. You don't have to translate it into language. Look, supposing when you got up in the morning, you had to switch your brain off. And you had to think and do as a deliberate process, waking up all the circuits that you need for active life during the day. Why, you'd never get done. Because you have to do all those things at once, all the various activities of your organism. Only unconsciously has to do with words, because it sounds sort of dead. Super complicated. How can a centipede control 100 legs at once? Because it doesn't think about it. So in the same way, you are unconsciously performing better. Give it a plus rather than a minus. Because what in consciousness is simply a sort of specialized form of awareness. When you look around the room, you are conscious of as much as you can notice. And you see an enormous number of things which you don't notice. If, for example, I look at a girl here and somebody asks me later, what was she wearing? I may not know. Although I've seen, because I didn't attend, but I was aware. And perhaps if I could, under hypnosis, be asked this question, where I would get my clue, just in the same way as you don't conscious attention out of the way through being in the hypnotic state, I could recall what dress she was wearing. So focus your attention on how you make your thyroid gland function. So in the same way, you don't have any attention focused on how you shine the sun. Discussing an alternative myth to the ceramic and I was just fully automatic models of the universe. I'll call the dramatic myth. The idea that life as we experience it is a big act. And that behind this big act is a player. And the player, or the game, the basis of all games, hide and seek. And so since you're playing hide and seek, you are the Delf, as it's called in Hindu philosophy, the Atman, is you. Only you are playing hide and seek, since that is the essential game going on. Game deliberately, although you can't admit this, or won't admit it, you are deliberately forgetting who you really are, or what you really are, and the knowledge that you're is something you have as what the Germans call a Hintergedanke. A Hintergedanke is a essential self, is the foundation of the universe, the ground of being, as it is called. You saw it way, way, way in the back of your mind, way back here somewhere. In a way then, in order to bring this to the front, in order something that you know deep down, but to can't admit. So, to know that that is the case, you have to be kidded out of your game. You see, the problem is this. We identify in our experience a differentiation between what we do and what happens to us. We have a certain number of actions that we define as voluntary. We feel in control of those. And then over against that, there's all those things that are involuntary. But that if I move your hand, you feel that you decide whether to open it or to close it. But then the dividing line between these two is very arbitrary. Because, for example, when you ask yourself, how do you decide? When you decide to open your hand, do you first decide to decide? You don't, do you? You just decide, and how do you do that? And if you don't know how,